King with Geese's Hotel. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. Let's talk about George. I'm guessing, because obviously I don't know, but my assumption is that in the next few weeks, George will be graduating high school. I was talking with somebody about this, and I figured the easiest thing I could do is check the Davidson County Schools. And apparently there's like the second week of June or whatever, or first week, whatever it is, the graduation. So I don't know where he attends. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know his plans. But he's my son. And he's at the age for typically graduating high school. It was brought up a little bit more to me today when I found out that, you know, last night I was having for hour and a half, wonderful dialogue in the scripture. We was reading Romans 12, and we went all over the place on a variety of issues. It was marvelous. It was a tremendous joy. However, what I found out this morning is that at the time we were doing that, the U.S. government effectively invaded another country, the country of Venezuela. We did so by forcibly entering the embassy, which is... you know, the U.S. norm we are more than provocative. We like to cause war. So, you know, that occurred, and obviously we're doing some saber rattling in with Iran. And, of course, there was the bombings of, was it four tankers or whatever in the United Arab Emirates. So a lot of things have happened, which, you know, obviously there are a lot of people, especially that, oh, that Christian gentleman, right, Pompeo, who is very much wanting war. I think the reason these things probably will happen is because it's good for the economy. There are so many things that we are having difficulty with. And so in order to give the economy a tremendous shot in the arm, literally, we go to war. And then the economy booms. You know, killing other people doesn't matter. As long as we're at war, we make a lot of money. And so, you know, it's kind of blatantly obvious. But all that to say is I have a son who's about to graduate from high school. And I have no idea his mindset. I have no idea where his interest lies. Whether or not, you know, he might be like his dad, who used the military as an escape. He might be inspired to be patriotic. And again, I point out there's two meanings to patriotic. Whether you love your country's institutions, or you love the citizens of your country. Two different things. You know, I have no doubt he's around a rah-rah institution. It concerns me. So I have a son who's graduating, maybe, and I have a son who, as I look at the world, I have no idea. If he's being enticed in a way that I contend he shouldn't. But of course, see, I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, and clearly that's not shared. It concerns me. It really concerns me. Please tell George I love him. And Dorothy Jane, I love you.